Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know what? We love to talk about food on the Hawk and Tom show, and scientists have developed a new type of garlic that does not give you bad breath.
Well, what's the point then?
Exactly, Tom. Yeah. I'm like, that's why we eat garlic. It tastes so good, and we're okay with the bad breath.
You know, my friend Joe Jeffries and I were in Tampa, Florida for a while, and we went to this Italian place that was supposed to be very genuine.
Yeah.
We got done eating there and went home. Our apartment smelled like garlic for 3 or 4 days. It was coming out of our pores. Yeah. And we would sweat and it would smell like garlic.
Try working at Olive Garden. I couldn't even wash my uniform when I quit there. I just had to burn it and get rid of it.
Wow. There ain't nothing like that. Well, I worked at Hardee's and I had that big Hardee's smell. And I dated a girl from Sonic. So we would meet after work and it would be smell of Hardee's and Sonic together.
Like a buffet.
Yeah. It was really funky, though.
I was at Little Caesars, and God, the flour, you would have it crusted on your shoes.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
But they've developed this new type of garlic, does not give you bad breath, and like you said, Tom, what's the point?
Well,
like,
does it still taste good? Because smell is part of taste.
But eating garlic and not having bad breath, that's kind of like eating baked beans at a family reunion and not, you know, the next day.
Having gas?
Yeah. I'm like, it's just not the same experience.
That doesn't affect me. Beans don't affect me.
Okay, all right. That's like eating hot salsa, you know, instead of the mild salsa, the hot salsa, or hot jalapeno, and not having the experience the day after.
And eating an ice pack for your whole body.
My son the other day, he goes, Dad, I love spicy chicken, but the next day it's not fun.
Oh my.
I'm like, well, you're learning something new there.
It's still spicy.
Yes, it is.
Who knew you could taste it there?
Okay. All right. So, anyway, eating garlic and not having bad breath is kind of like, you know, eating a peanut butter sandwich and it not getting stuck to the roof of your mouth. You know, with that fresh bread and it gets stuck up there, and you got to take your finger, dig it out.
You feel like a dog. You're like, bleh, 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 trying to get it
and
out.
You're using your tongue to kind of get it off the roof of you.
You flick it.
Yeah, that is just a weird experience. So eating garlic and not having bad breath, it's kind of like eating asparagus and not smelling it the next day, too.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're in the men's room and at the stalls, and you're like, oh, you had asparagus last night. I can tell.
Yeah. I'm like, when the guy next to you can smell it, that's kind of bad. Okay. So eating garlic and not having bad breath is like eating popcorn and getting that shell husk stuck in your mouth.
I was thinking that.
And you're trying to dig it out the rest of the movie. Going, I can't enjoy the movie because I'm trying to dig it out.
Yeah, it stabs into your gums.
You know what they should have, like movie theater floss that's like right on the side of the bucket of popcorn.
Great. So you can chunk it in somebody's head and sitting in front of you. I tell you, we were just talking about popcorn this morning, and I said, I don't eat it anymore. And you know why? Is the time I went to the dentist and the hygienist is cleaning my teeth going, oh, you must have had popcorn. The whole rest of the appointment, I sat there going, I can't even tell you the last time I had popcorn.
Gross. Yeah.
So I'm like, how dug up was it up there? Because, you know, that my once a week flossing must have not have gotten it.
I know. Eating garlic and not having bad breath is kind of like drinking one of those carbonated drinks and not belching afterwards.
I love how this has turned into a poem for stinky garlic.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it is. It's kind of like
really
a poem.
Stand up.
But there's nothing better, though, after you've had, like, you drank a carbonated drink or soda, and you're like, all of a sudden, and you're feeling gassy, and all of a sudden you just let it out.
Yeah. In church or wherever you may be.
Big relief. And then eating garlic and not having bad breath is like eating Cap'n Crunch, not shredding the roof of your mouth. Yeah, it's painful sometimes.
I'm okay with that.
It's almost like torture, but it's worth it.
I let it soak for overnight.
I'm just going to pour the milk in right now. It'll be ready a few hours later.
If you soak it overnight, they're a little softer.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Anyway, that's my take on eating food.
Now I want some garlic.
An ode to garlic.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when you get married, you typically get some pretty cool gifts. Most people set up a registry and they know the stuff they're going to get, but occasionally a friend or an old person will buy you something that wasn't on the list, and you're surprised.
Well, yeah. Sometimes that list has $200 and $300 and $400 items. Like, who do they think they are?
I think people put those on there hoping that some of their close family might get those, and then they also try to put cheaper stuff for their friends.
I judge them. They shouldn't.
I know you wanted 8 of these, but I got you a glass crystal. Crystal glass, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes though, other people will get one too, and they'll get a full set.
Yeah it's a starter pack. Yeah. Layaway, if you will.
I got mine from Goodwill. It doesn't match that set, but
I don't judge people. I assume they must have some reason for that they think it might happen. Maybe they got a rich grandma or something. But there are some people that get really odd gifts, and they have shared some of those with us.
Good.
I think this could be my favorite one.
All right.
A couple got a copy of Windows 95. Now, back when that first came out, that'd actually be a pretty valuable gift. But they got married in 2010.
Where could I get some of those?
I don't know.
I would love to start giving those out.
That is a very old piece of software.
Would it even work?
I don't think it would work well. Yeah. It'd probably run, maybe.
Just the thought. Those AOL startup discs used to get in the mail back in the day.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to just
that's a good gag
out.
Gift.
Yeah.
Another couple got a decorative wall fan made out of plastic forks, lace, and ribbons. And it was not a joke. It was from an old lady at the groom's hometown church.
Oh.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly how someone sees that and thinks it's a great idea for a gift.
What's a decorative wall fan?
I'm assuming it's a fan that goes on the wall, which seems kind of dumb, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I know you said a fan in a window sometimes.
Isn't a decorative fan, it's one of the, like, the Asian pull-out fans, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Wrong. Now I feel like I'm
You're
wrong after saying
right.
that.
No, that's probably what it is.
Or one of those that they have at funerals that has a funeral hall name on it.
Yeah.
I had those at my wedding. Remember? It was outdoors, so I gave everyone those little fans.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. I've got some of those funeral ones, Kato, if you need one for a gag gift.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, this one sounds okay to me. A 2-foot-tall ceramic statue of a cobra with ruby eyes. If they're real rubies, that thing's probably worth something.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, but your wife's not going to let you put that in the living room. No, you got to put it to the man cave.
Yeah, you can put it over by the fireplace, maybe, down by the mantle.
Or out in the garden.
Okay.
You got a little bench out there. Just... Yeah, scare people.
You get up the next morning, the eyes are gone. Like, where those ruby eyes go?
All right, here's a practical gift. A big box of soap, Dove soap.
Love it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's very practical. You're going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you would use instead of that china that you've been... that you got from somebody that's been in a cupboard.
Yeah, dusty.
We put our china out where everyone can see it.
Do they even call them cupboards anymore?
No.
Oh, Mother Hubbard still calls it a cupboard, don't she?
I don't think that's where you would put it either.
Is it curio case?
Curio cabinet.
Cabinet.
A cupboard is like a pantry. Yeah.
The only fine china I have is chinette, so I'm not really sure.
You have fine chinette.
Yes, I do. I'm quite fancy.
Okay.
Did so you that chinette is nice now.
Was that a wedding gift? Some chinette.
For my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
All right, this is interesting. A person got a hot dog toaster. The crazy thing is they got divorced, then reconciled, and at their second wedding, the same friend got them another hot dog toaster on purpose because they thought it'd be funny.
Well, and that way, the next time they split up, both of them will have
true.
One.
True.
Honestly, I would like a hot dog toaster. I didn't even know they made them. What do they look like?
Really?
Do they have like little bitty circular things on each side?
They got one on one side, you throw the bun, and one, you put the wiener
on the
other side.
Oh, Arcata, did you get a hot dog toaster for your wedding?
No, I've always wanted one, though.
Okay.
That and a popcorn
machine. I do, too.
This is interesting. Someone got a salad shooter, which if you're not familiar with, it's an electric slicer shredder that looks kind of like a hairdryer. Even better, it was a re-gift, and it had the note inside for the original recipient.
Hmm.
Someone else got a salad shooter from a close friend, and they were kind of bummed out. And then 3 years later, they finally opened it and found the box was stuffed with $500 in cash.
Wow. That's a good one, yeah.
That would be like, oh, man, I've been hating this person for 3 years, and now I feel bad.
Yes. Time to write that thank you note.
Yeah.
And re-friend them again.
Yeah.
Someone else said they got a half dozen engraved and embroidered gifts. With the groom's name misspelled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that, I think, with my firstborn. I hadn't spelled Michael a lot, but that's his middle name.
It's kind of a tricky name.
Yeah, it's like, at E&A. Yeah. Always get you.
And you misspelled your own son's name?
What happened was, buddy of mine's like, hey, how you spell Michael? And I texted it to him, and he got this elaborate gift that was not monogrammed, but had his name on it. And it was like a rocking horse that his father had made engraved with the misspelling of Michael. Wow. My bad, son.
Well, there are different ways to spell it. Because yeah. I know a Michael that's spelled differently.
Yeah. He named him.
I know.
Yeah, when he first said it, I thought, well, Ace is three letters.
No.
I wouldn't have surprised me. Yeah. All right. Okay. And then finally, a ceramic bust of the Virgin Mary that plugged into the wall, and the ceramic lamp of Jesus' mom included a blue robe covering her hair and her hands in a prayer formation with a rosary between them.
Well, I mean, that's thoughtful.
Yeah, that seems like something the couple might need to pick out for themselves.
Oh, yeah. We got to go online. Let's find us a Mary with praying hands together. We want to agree on this Mary.
I think that, though, it would be better to do that than to have someone just guess for you.
And I hope it lights up.
Yeah.
What kind of omen is that if it didn't?
You know, I mean, and can you even say that's a bad statue? Or, you know, you got the Jesus on the cross statues. Like, I don't like that one. That's just not my... Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine doing something bad and you look over and you're like, I'm sorry, Jesus. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mary.
I'm like agreeing no on that.
That's tough. That's tough.
We had a statue growing up, Tom. I know you said of Jesus. It was Jesus on the cross.
Nice.
Yeah. It was on our TV. Mm-hmm.
So anytime you tried to watch something you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, any inappropriate language, I'm like, can you turn that Jesus statue around?
Don't judge me, Jesus.
Jesus is like, of all the times they could have made a statue of me in my life, and that's the one they choose. Thanks.
There's a bunch of them out there.
I know.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah. You have to wonder if that's what he really would have chosen. It's like when your mother-in-law goes, can you take that picture down on Facebook? I don't look good in that one. He's probably like, could you get one maybe like where I was just with the apostles or something and we were, you know, the one where I was sitting at the dinner table. That's a good picture of me.
Yeah, but then you got to deal with Judas in the picture. It's like, who wants to deal with Judas?
Well, he gets his later.
Okay.
I mean, they did in Milan. That's where the famous painting is of the Last Supper.
Apparently, we all need to watch Chosen a little bit more.
What do you mean?
That's a good show.
Did you say Frozen?
No, Chosen.
Oh, let it go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm so scared to bring this topic up, but I think that it's very interesting, and I think you're going to find it interesting.
Okay.
So they asked women, name something men can do better than women.
All right.
Yeah, and top answers were sports, like, you know, football, stuff like that.
We know what sports is.
Yeah.
Arrhythmic dancing.
Well, I mean, but we were talking the other day, there's some sports that women are better. What? Arithmetic dancing.
I don't know.
Four
I'm
plus
up.
Four is eight.
Wow, that was good, Kato.
I'm hopped up on NyQuil and DayQuil, so okay. I'm just barely making it, but I'm here.
We were saying, like, women, like gymnastics, women are better at that, yeah. And synchronized swimming and stuff, but yeah. Most of the sports, women said that guys are better at that. Fixing cars was okay. Also mentioned.
Well, I'm not...
me either, Tom Cato.
I mean, I know how to check my oil.
Well, back in the day, you could fix a couple of things, but now they've got all the computers, gadgets, and stuff on there.
Make it harder.
Right, that's why I can't do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yard work. Women think that guys are better at yard work.
Well, again, I fall
They're saying that so that we'll do it.
Is that what
yes.
It is?
My wife does just fine.
Okay. She does most yard work for you guys, except you got your kids mowing now,
got
right?
The kids mowing, yeah. But she and her dad like to do, like, the gardening stuff.
Ugh. Well, it's the same thing as, like, you know, oh, honey, I can't do the dishes as good as you do. It's all, you do that all the time.
Okay.
That's just how marriage works.
You just got to get a good dishwasher.
So you compliment the person on the thing that you don't want to do in the relationship, and that way they do that.
You make sandwiches so much better than I do.
Yeah.
I think you need to be more subtle than that. I think they can see through that when you say better than I do. I think you don't even want to introduce the idea that you could do it. You just want to tell them how good they are at it. You make the best sandwiches, honey.
Because you make it with love.
There you go.
And then that's when they know you're lying.
Yeah, see, I think you're going too far with it. You just got to give them compliments on how good they are, and they'll be like, I like these compliments. I'm going to keep doing this.
Okay. And then they finally say men are better at lifting things than the girls are. Okay.
It depends on how mad I am at my husband. Like, if he's made me annoyed, I swear I could lift a car.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm like, I don't need no help.
So, when you guys need to move the couch or rearrange the furniture, he's going to make you mad. It's like, you know, because you want a woman that can lift that side of the couch up and move it around.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good woman right
there.
You
need help.
I just realized he's playing the game, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's much better at it than me.
So, then they flip the script, and what do the men do, or I'm sorry, what do the women do better than the men? You know that cooking was like one of the number one answers. They're better cooks than men, but I don't see that on the Food Network. You look at the Food Network.
Well, now, what chefs are on there anymore? It's all reality shows.
Well, okay, but you got people like Gordon Ramsay. You got Guy Fieri. You got...
Guy, really?
Yeah.
He just judges people's food.
You got Paula Deen. You got...
Rachel Ray.
Yep, her.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a man. I think that's an equal.
I agree on that one. They said raising kids, women are better at raising kids and just juggling the schedules and all that stuff better than the guys are. But here's the thing, women are better at multitasking. It's proven.
Oh, my.
Women can juggle all kinds of stuff where a guy's got to sit and think about picking up the kids, going to the grocery store, and any of that stuff.
Thank you. It's my ADD. It really helps me.
I think it's pretty much, here's the thing, a woman carries the child. It really is a part of her at some point.
Nurturing.
And you look at nature, alligators, male alligators will eat the babies.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not as good. Women
agree.
Are definitely better at taking care of offspring.
You leave the kids alone with a man for 2 weeks, you come back and you're like, oh my goodness, what has happened to this house?
You will have a bunch of feral animals running around.
So I agree with that one. They say that the women are better at laundry. Now, is that one of those games we're playing too? Like, you fold those washcloths so well.
My wife enjoys doing laundry. At least she doesn't mind it.
I
think you can go watch me in a mall and see I ain't making this up.
Yeah.
I get that shirt, I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to fold this back. I'm really going to try. And it's like the person comes over, let me do that for you, sir. because I don't have anything in me that knows how to do that.
Yeah, you know they cringe when the guys are going through the shirts in the men's department at the store.
Yeah.
Because no guy is going to fold that shirt back the way it's supposed to be folded.
Yes, they do.
One guy.
That's why that man thought I worked there. He started asking me questions. I'm like, I don't work here. He goes, oh, I saw you folding the shirts. I'm like, just the one I looked at.
But is it because you can't or you don't care enough to
exactly,
do it right?
Exactly.
It's not hard to fold a shirt.
It's not true at all.
How do you pack for a trip? You just throw your clothes in the luggage and just hope that...
I use a hanging bag.
For shirts, t-shirts, and shorts.
Yeah, because how else are you going to get them there? It's not wrinkled.
You know what?
You have to know how to fold them.
Well, I don't. I told you.
Okay, so the folding, because I've been practicing, you turn the arms in.
There you go.
Then you go down.
Yeah.
And fold it once, and then you fold it under, right?
Yeah, if you want.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah,
it's
good.
A ball when I'm done.
And if I'm packing for a trip, once I have it folded and squared out,
yeah,
I'll flip it over and roll it up.
Yes.
I roll all my clothes.
I don't like to roll because I think it crinkles them.
It doesn't.
Too much.
Rolling helps them from crinkling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, decorating the house. The women are better at that.
That's it varies. I think I'm very good at that.
That's your gift to the world?
It is. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people come over like, oh, your wife's done such a good job. And I'm like, actually, I did most of this.
Okay. And then all men.
Okay.
It's true.
I've seen his house, and it is true. It looks, I mean, he's got a tree in the middle of his living room. I don't know what that's all about.
It's a ficus, and it makes the house look warm and inviting.
Wow, you are good at this.
Told you.
Yeah.
Come do my house, please.
Yeah. And you can hide from the kids in the tree. Where's Daddy? He's in the tree over there. All right, and then finally, and all the guys agreed that women are better at this than they are, changing a diaper.
Again. Because you can't or you don't want to.
Sometimes you see guys change a diaper. You see women change a diaper. I think it takes a guy way longer to change a diaper than it does for a woman.
Because you don't want to?
No, not at all. I'm like, it's just, you know, you're holding you got like three fingers gripping both of the feet and all that stuff. And you got to pull the baby up at the right time. You got to, you know, get the diaper on while it's wiggling all around.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you do a pretty good job because you know
not.
What to do.
Sounds like he shouldn't be anywhere near anyone under 5 years old.
Exactly. I'm glad my kids are grown now because I did change diapers when they were younger. I changed a lot of diapers.
Tom, what about you?
I felt like I did my time when they were older. My son was, I shouldn't
diapers?
Say this.
What does that mean?
I shouldn't say this, but when my son was like 4 or 5, he would literally get down on all fours for me to do the business.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
You know, after he went to the bathroom, he'd be like, Dad, wipe me. And it would be like, I didn't even have to bend down.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Well, he
didn't work.
Hey, he's trained his dog to do the same thing when he comes in from the yard.
Little Tux medicated pad on both kid and dog.
Yeah, but with the dog, you got to hold her tail up.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't have to do that with a kid.
There ain't nothing worse, though, as they do get older and it's like, I'm done.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a gross idea to talk
about.
I think
I need therapy. Just do this.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.